Please call the roll.
Hancock?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Anderson here. Glazer?
Here.
Glazer here. Leno? Lou?
Here.
Lou here. Monning? Stone.
Okay, thank you, members. The bill before us is here pursuant to Senate Rule 2910. It requires the committee to either hold the bill or return the bill to the Senate for consideration of the amendments made in the Assembly. So, Senator Hertzberg.
Thank you.
Present your bill.
Thank you so much. Madam Chair and members, you heard this measure in committee before it came out of the House of Origin, and it dealt with this larger issue that we've discussed a number of times about traffic fines. And the fact that we have these large traffic fines, and it set up this amnesty program in conjunction with the governor's efforts. Both A, there's amnesty, and B, it set up a means test. If you're 50% of the bill, you can pay down to 20%, depending upon what the economic circumstances of the individual were, as well as soon as you start a payment plan, you get your driver's license back. Well, the governor amended into his measure some of those deals, the amnesty program, the percentage of payment with respect to these tickets. And so what we did, we consulted with the Chief Justice and the Judicial Council, and they passed a rule which we're codifying that basically says that you have to now pay the fee up front, even if you're trying to contest the matter. And kind of as a fundamental sense of justice, should you have to pay up front, especially when you can't afford to pay the fee if you turn out not to be guilty. So the notion is you should pay after the fact instead of up front, because what happens is when some of these fees are so high, the obligation to pay the fee is basically a requirement to plead guilty and give up your rights. We have further extended that to the notion of when you fail to appear. We had cases that came to us as a result of the attention that this thing got, where people on the internet would write and said, I was standing in line at the courthouse, and because the courts are closed early, they closed the door on me after I stood there for 3 hours, and I couldn't get to pay my fee, my fine. And so then I got stuck, and it went from $200 to $800, and I couldn't pay that. Unbelievably unjust stuff. So we extended this past to what the Judicial Council recommended, and we said, look, you have the right to go to court to make your case if you fail to appear, because there could be a legitimate reason. And then if there's a legitimate reason, then the court has the ability to, you have a hearing before you have to pay the fine. And the last amendment was taken because there was some question about what happens if somebody has fines in different counties and how does that work out. So we gave discretion to Judicial Council and to the counties, and the DMV, excuse me, to try to work out something to deal with that, because there was some issue and we wanted to make sure that that wasn't a question about that. So what we've done is we've taken the underlying spirit of the program, which is really just been such an important thing, and to me it's a first step of many steps we want to take to fix what goes on where ordinary folks, everyday Californians, are adversely affected when they seek justice, and try to take this measure and make those changes. And we did that. The challenge is these changes, the fundamental changes, were made when we sat down with the sponsor on this measure and said, okay, now since the governor took this in June, what do we do to further extend the discussion? And this is what we tried to do. So if you want to further expound on that, I'd appreciate that.
Thank you. Witnesses and support.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mike Carroll, the Western Center on Law and Poverty. We are one of the co-sponsors of this measure. And the way I would, in the main, the main part of this bill is what we did in amnesty this summer, thankfully with the support of the governor and the legislature, was we took significant measures to help people who are already caught up in this problem. And as we know, there's more than 4 million people with a suspended license due to the inability to pay tickets. So we have an amnesty program now starting October 1 that's going to help those folks. What's in Senator Hertzberg's bill is our first real serious attempts to try to turn off the spigot of more people getting those licenses suspended. So we've done two important things. We've given an extra 10 days before a judge would send a notice to the Department of Motor Vehicles that someone's license should be suspended so that they have more time to get back to court, as Senator Hertzberg said, and get in front of the judge and say, I had good cause, or I'll go on a payment plan, so they'll never get to that license suspension problem. And then we've also codified the order that was put out by the Chief Justice that says that If you want to, you missed that first court appearance and you now want to go to the judge, you don't have to pay all the fees, fines, the bail amount, as it's called, all those costs up front, the so-called pay-for-play system that we've had in place. This stops that. This says you get to go back into court and get your day in court and get on a payment plan. And again, avoid the license suspension. So that is really what this does. And it also has a couple of cleanups, the multi-county provision being the key one, of the amnesty bill that we passed in June. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other speakers in support of the bill? There is no opposition on the bill, so you could just do me too.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. Ignacio Hernandez on behalf of the California Attorneys for Criminal Justice, and I've represented individuals in this situation, and especially the multi-county situation. So this is real, and a lot of people are affected. Ask that you support the bill and move it to the floor.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Michael Gunning, Personal Insurance Federation. Our members think that the bill will help folks maintain their license, which of course will help them maintain paying insurance for that license, and therefore in support of the bill.
Sharon Riley from Judicial Council. We don't have an official position on the bill, but we would like to thank the author and his staff for working very closely with us on the language. It does contain some cleanup that was needed from the budget trailer bill. So thank you. That's all we have.
Thank you. Others in support? Speakers in opposition to the bill? Seeing and hearing none, questions or comments from members of the committee? Senator Anderson.
I just want to compliment you on this. I think it's a terrific bill. I'd like to move the bill, but also I'd like for you to think about next year. You know, with so much of this, we have so many penalties and fees associated with these fines. In many cases, I believe it's even more than the fine itself.
Yeah.
And I would like to explore just eliminating those, because I think that that is part of the problem, because people are being hit with penalties upon penalties, and it's not a just system. So if you were open to that, next year I'd like to work with you on that. And with that, I move the bill.
Thank you. The motion is to return the bill to the Senate floor for consideration. Senator Leno.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Hertzberg, despite all your constant changes to this bill, I remain a firm principal co-author, and I always will.
No.
Thank you.
Just want to point out that the requirement to pay fees and fines before you make your case is really a form of asset forfeiture.
That's right.
That's right. Your property is taken from you without any due process. And so that's egregious on its face. But to the degree that we can keep this 4 million mountain from growing any higher, and we're not going to make any progress in the amnesty program if we keep adding to it simultaneously, there's every reason to support the bill, and I'm glad there's no opposition. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Clerk, read the roll, please.
Hancock.
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Glaser.
Aye.
Glaser, aye. Leno.
Aye.
Leno, aye. Lou.
Aye.
Lou, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Stone.
Aye.
Stone, aye.
Take the vote.
That concludes our work. Yeah. The bill has passed to the Senate floor, and the committee meeting is adjourned.